First, I'm going to talk. We have put the rules in there in your written materials. And the reason why I go through the rules, you get 680, which is basically about your TRO, 682, your sworn petition, 683, it's the form and scope of the order, 684, applicant's bond, 687, what the writ has to require. This is your roadmap. I don't ever go for a TRO, and every time I get a TRO, I pick up my rules and look at the rules because this is something that Mike's heard me say this. 90% of what we do, any lawyer can do. The other 10%, you can really mess it up badly. And the other 10% usually is inside these rules. Sometimes it's in the cases, and it's been great. I love listening to the people who are smarter than I am talk about all the cases and their analysis of the cases. But the rules are the rules, and this is what the judge is going to take a look at. Judges don't like TROs. If you've ever been in front of them, they really don't like them. And they really don't like them if you don't do them right, because they come back and bite them. Sometimes a state court judge will take a look at the TRO, he'll sign it, and then the next day somebody else is in there telling the judge he shouldn't have signed that because that's just a stupid document. It doesn't follow the rules. That can get a judge fairly exercised fairly quickly. So that's what we're going to talk about. The first and most important question that we need to talk about is whether a TRO is a proper remedy. A lot of times people will say, oh, they're violating my contract, I'm going to run down and get a TRO, and they run down and get a TRO. Sometimes it's not true. And if you go forward anyway and get the TRO, you're going to face a motion to dissolve most likely, and then we'll talk about that. And again, this is an equitable remedy. This is something you have to talk to a judge about, and you have to convince a judge about, and if you lose your goodwill, I always call it my goodwill bank. If I lose my goodwill bank that early in the process, it's not going to help later on. Basics. Here's what we need to show. You have to have a claim for permanent relief against the defendant. Sometimes people forget to ask for that. A probable relief, right to relief sought, and a probable imminent and irreparable injury in the interim.